McDonald. Max Football is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toyce and Ford of Chippewa Falls, by Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Johnson Roll-Off Service, and by Service Master, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, the McDonald Area Catholic Schools, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, by Royal Credit Union, Holly Bowlby of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, your Oak Claire Hy-Vee, Nicolet Bank, and by Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Athletic Wellness, Wynn Family Dentistry, Pillar Bank, and by Smart Scan Medical Imaging, Great Clips of Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, and by Stelter Incorporated. Now, with the Max pregame show, here's your WOGO sports team, Mark Alverson and Seth Smisky.
WOGO.
Welcome from Duray Field in Chippewa Falls. Mark Halverson awaiting Seth Smisky's arrival on this parents' night, but I presume he's down there on the field, actually, getting introduced with his son. And they started things just a tad before our pregame show, introducing the parents and the players, and still Bruce Melsna, the public address announcer, finishing that off. But we'd hoped to bring that to you live. It just didn't quite work out here this evening. But a pretty cool moment. Had a chance to go down on the field. Parents, it was kind of a parent slash seniors with Eau Claire North Soccer here recently. And so that was a unique and first time experience for my wife and I, as our son's a senior on the North Soccer team. Lost to Chippewa this week, though, 2-1, and having a game this afternoon up at Rice Lake. Mark Halverson here, and again, we'll be joined by Seth Smisky after the parents and the kids break there at the field. 6-0 Max, who are 3-0 in conference, ranked second in the state in eight player against 0-6 Lake Holcomb, 0-3 in the CWC West. McDonald comes in here, enrollment of 206 to 90 for Lake Holcomb, according to Wisports.net, and McDonald averaging 42 points a game to Lake Holcomb's 10. The Max on the ground, 1,351 rushing yards and 24 touchdowns on the ground. They've passed for over 1,000 yards, 1,007, with 11 touchdowns through the air. Most recently, a 43-0 win for McDonald over New Auburn last Friday night. Prior to that, we had the Saturday homecoming game for you on September 23rd, a 59-0 victory over Cornell. Previous to that, they won at Bruce 47-12. The Max, of course, started the season with a 46-20 home win over Greenwood, and then able to come from behind and defeat Thorpe 30-20, and come from behind at Owen Withy to win 27-25. So again, 6-0, McDonald ranks second in the state in eight player. This contest tonight, and then at Prairie Farm next Friday night before heading into the postseason. For Lake Holcomb, their path here, they lost at Gilman 74-0 on August 25th. September 1st at home, they lost 30-0 to Athens. They dropped a 58-12 contest at home to Alma Center Lincoln September 7th. Friday, September 15th, they lost at New Auburn 42-22. Again, the same New Auburn team that McDonald beat Friday night 43-0. Also, Bruce, a common opponent. McDonald beat them 47-12 at their place. At Bruce, Lake Holcomb, a 62-0 loss. And then Lake Holcomb did get 26 points on the board in losing at home to Prairie Farm last Thursday night, 66-26. So 6-0 McDonald, 3-0 in the conference against 0-6 Lake Holcomb, 0-3 in the conference. And Lake Holcomb is a bit late arriving here tonight. And so I was not able to talk to their head coach before the contest, John Stender. But nonetheless, they'll have their work cut out for them, obviously, on paper. And we talked to Coach Maloney about that in terms of motivating his guys. But fresh off parents' night, Seth Smisky just getting his headset on. And so how was that tonight?
Yeah, it's always really neat to be part of something like that. And, you know, I'm proud of my son. And, yeah, I'm really glad I can can come out and walk out on the field with them.
Absolutely. And so everybody coming out on the track here, and that's one of the advantages, I guess, that's apparent right away, and we've been seeing this with McDonald. It's an eight-player team, but again, some enthusiasm around this program. Mark Maloney in his second year, and so we see a number of players there for the Max, whereas a much slimmer roster for their opponent, Lake Holcomb, tonight.
Yeah, we are really, really fortunate that football's kind of taken off at the high school here the past couple years, and we got a lot of numbers, and with that, we, you know, you get more skill, and it's a great thing to have.
Eight fewer players out there. I should say three fewer on offense, defense, and special teams, and yet, nonetheless, you know, having that depth, just like in 11-player football. I mean, that in terms of the injuries, and even in terms of we've seen McDonald with some of these lopsided contests and getting guys like, how about freshman Isaac Crawford? I mean, he's now the second leading rusher on the team in terms of yards, and we saw him just a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, for sure. It helps so much in depth, and we ran into that a little bit, you know, a few years ago, some guys getting banged up, and if you can just plug people in and then just keep on trucking, it just makes such a big difference. I think there's some schools that have maybe had to, like, cancel or forfeit in the past just because they get, you know, you got 15 people, a couple of them get banged up, and you're in trouble.
So. Right, right. And so you were at the New Auburn game last Friday night, and so a 43-0 McDonald win. We'll hear Coach Maloney's thoughts on it later, but what were your thoughts, Seth Smiski?
You know, the score I don't think really represents how New Auburn plays. They were physical. They came out, and they took it to us. They didn't stop. They played well till the starters played until they pulled them out, and they dropped a couple key passes that maybe would have been scores. So yeah, they're a very physical team, very big team. So they're a team to watch coming up here.
Yeah, I think we'll find out, but I think somewhat similar comments to what Coach Maloney had to say as well. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield, glass, and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. And we'll take a 3-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll hear from Coach Mark Maloney as the Max pregame show continues. It's McDonald hosting Lake Holcomb tonight in CWC West football action. The Max looking to go to 4-0 atop the conference, second to last game of the regular season here on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local employee-owned factory-authorized carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does their part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff Service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
If your home or business has damage from fire, water, or mold, call your local restoration experts. ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley, locally owned. With emergency service always at the ready, ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind. 24/7, 365. Carpet and air duct cleaning available too. Just look for the yellow truck. Call 715-723-9781 or go to ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
On the court,
the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Report 1 a.m. 680, Wogo.com and Max TV. And head coach Mark Maloney with us now ahead of this one. Coach, the last two games, 102-0 over your opponents, Cornell for homecoming and at New Auburn. How about the win on the road last Friday?
Yes, that was a battle, you know, despite the score. That was a battle. They had some big kids up there, and that was a hitting game, you know, on both sides. So, give credit to New Auburn up there. Those guys gave us a battle. Again, I mean, we kind of took it to them score-wise, but I'm telling you what, that was a good team.
You guys 6-0 right now, taking care of business one by one, this one here tonight at home against Lake Holcomb. On paper, you're the 6-0 team, 3-0 in the conference. They're 0-6, 0-3 in the conference.
Yeah, you know, but you can't, you know, sometimes you just can't take those records into account. They're coming here, you know, to play the game of football. They're going to put eight players out on the field. We're going to put eight players out on the field, so... We're gonna go at them. We're gonna play our football game, and then we'll see what happens. We don't know a whole lot about these guys. We didn't get to play them last year, so we're gonna see what we can do.
What do you say to your guys mentally? I mean, because say what you can. I mean, they see the records, they see things on paper. So, what do you say to them in terms of getting the proper mindset?
I've been doing this all year when we come up against, you know, teams that don't have the big records. And I just go, I don't care what the record is. We will play our football game. And it is what it will be. As long as we play our football game, we're going to be okay.
Mm-hmm. Take care of that football, right?
Yes.
Limit the turnovers, get some takeaways.
Yes. And again, it's a little cooler. We haven't had this type of weather all year, which is kind of nice, but a little breezy, so it might affect the passing game a little bit. But we just got to take care of the ball, and I'm hoping our defense comes out and plays as good a defense as they've been all year.
Coach, we wish you the best, and we'll talk to you afterwards.
Yep, thanks, Mark.
All right, head coach Mark Maloney here on the Max Pregame Show. Stick around. We're back with more of the pregame show, working our way toward kickoff. McDonnell and Lake Holcomb in this CWC West Conference Contest on a Thursday night on WDOGO Sports and Max TV.
You see it every day, and now, at long last, it's time. Time to finally call the pros at Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a new tub and shower unit, a wet room for the master bath, steam shower, or ADA roll-in tub, shower, or grab bar for safety. Free estimates. At Wurzgalla, they're always here to help.
Get $250 when you switch to a Royal Credit Union checking account. Switch to Royal's Smart Checking account and enjoy no monthly fees or minimum balance, free mobile check deposits, and surcharge-free access to over 40,000 ATMs nationwide. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your Royal checking account, receive two payroll direct deposits, and you'll receive $250. See details and open your account by November 15 at rcu.org/checking bonus. Insured by NCUA.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Hi, Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Tri-High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 20 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
Chippewa Yellow Bus Company is now hiring drivers. No nights or weekends, summer's off, and flexible hours. If you have little ones, they can ride with you, so you'll save on daycare. And if your kids or grandkids are in sports, you can get paid while watching them compete. We've been transporting local athletes for over 70 years. $300 sign-on bonus and paid training. Veterans are encouraged to apply. Come join the family. Call 726-2454 or stop in at Chippewa Yellow Bus Company, South Avenue in Chippewa Falls.
At Hy-Vee, we make lives easier. And that's why, when you shop at Hy-Vee, you won't need to compare prices at other stores, because we've done the comparing for you. Just look for the yellow compare and save signs when you shop the aisles to see how low our prices are on all of your favorite grocery items, from fresh produce and meat to dairy and frozen foods. Your wallet will thank you when you shop at Hy-Vee, a proud sponsor of McDonald Football.
Mark Halverson, Seth Smisky back at DeRay Field, Chippewa Falls, WOGO Sports, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, maybe a little early for that station ID, but also on Max TV tonight. A couple of things. It is, Seth, it is senior and parents night. We talked about the parents night part, but just two seniors for the Max. So what a statement there. I mean, you got a 6-0 team, ranked second in the state in 8 player. And the only two seniors, offensive linemen, Wesley Eddy and Miles Flanagan, and while they'll be missed, everybody else coming back next year.
Yeah, it's a great problem to have. I'm really, you know, we don't want to look ahead, but, yeah, things look really good for us next year as far as players lost, not taking anything away from Wesley and Miles, of course.
Right.
I got the chance to coach Miles back in the flag football days Just a great kid. Just, you never had to worry about Miles. You never had to say, Miles, take a lap, because he was talking or messing around. Just a great kid, and Wesley, I don't know him as well, but both of them just high character individuals.
Well, on the Lake Holcomb side, John Stender took over as the Lake Holcomb head coach prior to the start of the season. He had coached the Lake Holcomb Cornell Co-op several years back in 2014-2015, and said his team has been bit by the injury bug this year. He told the Chippewa Herald, we're making a little bit of progress. He said it's been tough, but what do? Just keep building slowly. Now, these two teams didn't meet last year because the roster got so thin for Lake Holcomb, they had to just kind of call the season.
Yeah, unfortunately they did, and I was I was really happy to see that last week that they came out against Prairie Farm and scored some points.
Right.
Looks like, yeah, things are moving in the right direction for them.
Yeah, Stender telling the Chippewa Herald that the team recently had 15 players available to play, and, again, it looks like it's roughly that number as you just look out without officially counting, but in the vicinity of that on the field against, again, McDonald more than twice as many. So, again, that depth advantage heavily in McDonald's favor. But as Coach Maloney said, I mean, it's going to be eight apiece when they're on the field, offense, defense, special teams. And so at least on paper, Seth, we'll get to your Toyson Ford keys of the game. We might as well hear shortly, but at least on paper, it seems McDonald's had some of these contests before. Certainly Thorpe and Owen Withy stand out of the six games they've had as very competitive games where McDonald did fall behind, came from behind, and did get the W. But, hey, let's turn to it now. It's time for the Toyson Ford keys to the game. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. How about it, Seth Smisky?
Well, I think tonight in a game like this, you know, we expect the score to be a little lopsided, and then just concentrate on playing as perfect of a game as you can. Limit your mistakes, know your assignments, defensive secondary, like I said last week, we got lucky. A kid dropped like four balls, and boy, he catches a few of those. And I'm not saying it's a different game, but they score some points, I think. So let's tighten up in the secondary a little bit, and then sustaining drives. If we can do that and just, you know, maybe, you know, last week we were able to score on some big chunk plays. And, you know, it'd just be nice to see, too, just marching our way down the field 5, 7, 8 yards at a crack. You know?
Yeah, for sure. Those are your Toyson Ford keys to the game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford, in Chippewa Falls. Counting things down here, I think we still have the prayer and the Star-Spangled Banner that we're going to get to. And that will still come here a little bit later, maybe, because we had the parent introductions about 25 to 30 minutes before the projected start time of 7 o'clock here on a Thursday night. So you never know, Thursday, Friday, Saturday afternoon. I mean, you got to be ready when the game is scheduled. But I guess just piggybacking on what you said, Seth, I mean, it's I like what Coach Maloney said to the team tonight and all year, which is in terms of let's playing our game. And that is because you got these last two contests, this one and then Prairie Farm, and then it's the postseason. And so you want to, regardless if it's lopsided or close, you want to be building towards your best football as you head into the postseason.
Yeah, and take advantage of this. I mean, it's a small team, so your scout team in practice isn't what you're going to see tonight, you know. So take advantage of this and just come out and do the best you can.
That'll do it for our Max pregame show here on WDOGO. Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Stick around because coming up here on WOGO Sports and Max TV, we'll have the start of this football contest back in a moment on WDOGO.
At Great Clips, we know you live a full life, which is why we're full of ways to make getting a great haircut easier. With Clip Notes, we save your haircut details so you can get the look you love from the skilled stylists at any Great Clip salon. Plus, with convenient online check-in, you save time too. So even when you're not thinking about your next haircut, we are. And when you choose Great Clips, it's gonna be great. Download our app today. Join a salon team. Visit jobs.greatclips.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
And the pitch out to step on the near side. He's going to cruise all the way into the end zone and score.
Screen left side. That's Bolin. Bolin picking his way between a couple defenders. Keeps his feet. Bolin is loose. 45-40. He's going to go the distance. Jackson Bolin to the end zone. Touchdown. Chippewa Falls.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
So it's 2023, and what do we all see? Higher healthcare costs. But there's good news if you need an MRI. SmartScan Medical Imaging is open in Eau Claire, Wausau, and Madison. We offer new, state-of-the-art equipment, highly trained staff, and expert radiologists. Our flat-rate MRIs are $650 for most common MRIs, 50 to 80% lower than area hospitals, with results sent to your doctor in just hours. Give up nothing but the higher cost. Find out more at MYSSMI.com. MYSSMI.com.
Back at DeRay Field in Chippewa Falls, Mark Halverson and Seth Smisky as we're closing in at kickoff here on WOGO, Halle, Eau Claire, Triple Falls, and Max TV. And thanks to Val Knobloch from the high school, who's here manning the camera again and helping us with that as Lake Holcomb is introduced right now. Again, I found very minimal stats online at wisports.net for Lake Holcomb, but we do know that they do have 15 players. The stats they had available were just through one game. So either Tay Yeager or number two or Emmett Johnson will be their quarterback. Tay Michael, I guess. I don't know. Tay Michael or Tay Yeager. So we'll go with Michael. That's what's on the roster here. So Tay Michael. And then number 30, Emmett Johnson. He's just a freshman. So probably it's going to be, I would think, Michael the senior is more likely who we're going to see at that quarterback position for Lake Holcomb. The leading ground gainer that they had statistically was Blake Winchell. He's just a sophomore, number 25. Obviously, Dawson Moulton leading the way for the Max statistically on the ground this year. But you've got Isaac Crawford climbed into that two spot. Daniel Fritz, Eli Stepp. Of course, Grant can run it himself as well. You're talking about Miles Flanagan. Any reaction that you heard in terms of how Miles felt about catching that touchdown a couple of games ago?
No, I didn't. I didn't get a chance to talk to him. But, once again, just super happy for Miles being able to do that.
For sure. All right, well, we're getting closer to kickoff here. The Max dressed in their home blue uniforms with the gold numerals and lettering and the white pants. Meanwhile, Lake Holcomb in the white uniforms with the black helmets, the black letters and numbers, and the black pants. So McDonald's going to kick off. It's going to be Cale Holm, number three, and booting it from left to right. And Holcomb with a couple of players back here. Let's identify them for you if we can. All right, there's the boot by Holm, and we're underway. And the reception at about the 21-yard line, coming to the near side, and they're going to take him out of bounds about the 31-yard line. And that looked to be number 30, Emmett Johnson, the freshman. So first and 10 for Lake Holcomb at the 31-yard line. As they get things started here, as we're underway. And the they've got from the shotgun, receiver in motion. Handoff, number 80 is going to take it across the 35 and push out of bounds about the 37 or so. And I don't have a number 80 on my roster, so that's a problem.
Looks like, nope, got the same one as you, but it looks like Alan Minen was in on that, knocking him out of bounds.
All right, well, that's a trick roster, I guess. Six-yard run for number 80, and we'll see if maybe a public address announcer or somebody else can help us out. All right, on the from the shotgun again, second and short, and it's behind the quarterback, and then the ball is on the ground. It looks like the quarterback hopping on it in time.
Boy, he was lucky to get back on that. We were in on that in a hurry.
And that was number 30 again. They are going with the freshman, Emmett Johnson, the youngster, and, do we have a name on that?
Last name is Gilbertson, number 80.
All right, Gilbertson. All right, well, we can better than nothing.
Yeah.
So he had a six-yard gain and then a loss of 10 to Johnson. So Emma Johnson, the freshman quarterback, and now third and 14 as they'll try to handle this one from the pistol. He goes back to pass, and here comes that McDonald rush, and they'll get him down at the 15-yard line. So another loss on the play of 12 more yards, and this one officially a sack for Mack. For McDonald.
Caleb Lead in there on the sack. Got through very quickly. Able to get that sack.
Outstanding job, and that creates a fourth and long. Remember, they started at 31. They're back to the 15, so heavy negative yardage for Lake Holcomb as they get set to punt here. And there's a high snap, and he's going to try to run with it. He's going to run it on this third and long, fourth and long, and get to not even the 20-yard line, so the Max will take over in the Johnson roll-off red zone right away at about the 16 or 17-yard line. So from the 15, he ran it. Really, it looked like he ran further, but he really only got about a yard or two.
Yeah, he was set up very deep, and the snap was kind of high, so he had to get back a little bit more. And yeah, it looked like he ran aways, but not a very large net gain there.
Brian Strzok is the punter, number 5, a junior, and he went for about 2 yards. And so the Max will get it at the 17, where it'll be first and 10 McDonald, as we call it for you, in that Johnson roll-off red zone. More on that in a moment here, as Smiski with Moulton behind him. And to pitch out to the near side. Moulton going to take it around the near side. The 10, he's tackled out of bounds by Strzok at about the 8 or so, after the gain of 9 for Dawson Moulton.
Yeah, good. Good first play from Max. Hey, you can get 8 yards on your first.
I guess they're going to put him out at the 10, so make it 7 instead of 9.
If you can do that on your first play from scrimmage, hey, that's great.
That's right. Let me tell you about that Johnson roll-off red zone here. And Johnson Roloff is your local dumpster service, making recycling easy. More in a moment. As second and 3, pitch out to the far side. Moulton's going to evade one tackler, the 5-yard line, moving towards the end zone, and he's out of bounds. Short. He got a first down because he just needed to get to the 7, but short of the end zone.
Just short. Had maybe on the 1.
So after the gain of 7, he took that one from the 10, and let's see. They're going to mark it at the 2, so a gain of 8, so 15 yards, and the first down for the Max here tonight from the 2-yard line. Let me finish the Johnson Roloff Red Zone the third time. JohnsonRoloffService.com. Again, the Max and the Johnson Roloff Red Zone, they are your local dumpster service, making recycling easy and job sites more efficient. All right, first and goal from the 2. Smiski under center. Hands it off, and it's going to be touchdown. McDonald on the handoff right up the middle. Eli Stepp gets the first score for McDonald.
Good push by the offensive line there, and Eli just following right in behind and getting the touchdown there.
And McDonald on the board with 10:24 to go first quarter after a very difficult first series for the Chieftains of Lake Holcomb. And now home with Dawson Moulton holding. ...43-0, Max winners last week. Again, McDonald has outscored their opponents 102-0 over the last couple of games, Cornell and at New Auburn. Here's that extra point now. Been a bit of a delay. And here we go. The hike, the down, the boot, it's on the way, and it is through for Cale Holm. 7-0, Max, back in half a minute on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly. Windows look new.
Great work, polite and professional. They've installed 3 shower surrounds for us, and we've been happy with all of them.
Got 2 shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
Love the attention to detail.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Mark Halverson, Seth Smiski back at Duray Field, Chippewa Falls, with the Max up 7-0. It happened fast, Seth, after an initial gain of 6 yards for Gilbertson. McDonald just pushed Lake Holcomb back until they ran for 2 yards and a fourth and long.
Yeah.
Out of a punting formation.
I don't know. I guess, hey, try some things, see if they work.
Right. I don't think it was intentional. I think he must have adjusted it. I mean, do you?
He took off pretty fast.
Fair enough. And there was a penalty because now for Lake Holcomb for 15 yards, because the Max are kicking from their 45. And a squibber by Holm fielded at about the 12-yard line, and it's going to be taken, and he's going to be hauled down. And that is number 2, Tay Michael, who I had thought maybe was going to be the starting quarterback, but instead they're going with the freshman, Emmett Johnson, actually, so far. So just underway, 10:19 to go first quarter, and it's the 16-yard line for Lake Holcomb going right to left.
Yeah, Nash Schwinger in on that tackle on special teams there. It's good to see Nash getting down, make a play on special teams there.
Absolutely. And now we get set for Lake Holcomb from the 15-yard line. The freshman quarterback under center. They bobble the snap, and great penetration in by the Max again. And the Max take over, right? A fumble recovered by McDonald. So some real miscues here for Lake Holcomb, costing them in a big way early.
I think it was a called blitz for Dan Fritz, and he was watching the ball, and he must have saw that it was a bad snap, and he just
Yeah.
Burst through, dove on the ball, and that was that. It happened so fast.
It did happen fast, and the fumble lost there. And so the Macs will take over now from the 13-yard line. First and 10, Smiskey under center. Handoff, Moulton. He's going to burst to the near side, coming around the 5 and going into the end zone. Touchdown, McDonald, with 10-10 to go. First quarter, the Macs go up 13-zip.
Wow. Yeah, so far, I mean, geez, 13 points and a little less than 2 minutes, but, you know, it hasn't been so much McDonald's offense as it has been the miscues for Holcomb on offense and turning the ball over in very favorable territory.
So now Moulton's going to hold after he just scored the touchdown. A very good kick by Cale. Home is good, and it's 14-0 Max. Back in half a minute with your kickoff on WDOGO Sports.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering 2 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
The Max up 14-0. Mark Halverson, Seth Smiskey here on Wogo.com at Max TV. And not even 2 minutes in. I mean, on paper it was a mismatch, and it's playing out that way so far.
Yeah, it is. I mean when you get the ball at what? We got it at the 19 and around the 10 or something, and it doesn't take long.
Right. All right, so Cale Holm to do the booting from left to right, and this time from the 40 instead of their 45, and it's gonna go over the head and into the end zone. As it goes by the intended recipient that time, Tay Michael, the senior. And then it didn't go out of bounds until it was in the end zone. So it'll put it at the 20-yard line for the struggling Lake Holcomb squad. Down in a big hole early with just 10-10. Haven't played a minute and 50 seconds.
Yeah. Boy, what an asset Caleb Holm has turned out to be in the kicking game.
Yeah.
He's had a few touchbacks so far, and he's getting the extra points. Just great to have Cale kicking the ball.
He knows what to do, right? He can do a lot of things. He can catch the ball,
yeah.
Kick it. And all right, now see what Lake Holcomb can come up with here as they got the quarterback under center, and it's going to be the freshman. Lost. Another fumble. Another missed handle on the exchange. This one not on the quarterback, but I don't know, with the running back, that's a second fumble, and this is a really difficult streak. You got to really feel for this Lake Holcomb squad, the way this is turning out here.
Yeah, McDonald, the D-line is just, they're in there so fast, they can't even get an exchange to happen between the quarterback and running back. So.
First and goal from the 21, knocking on the door of the Johnson Roloff red zone. Grant Smiskey, the junior, under center, and he'll hand off, and there is the charge all the way into the end zone. Daniel Fritz, 21 yards for the touchdown, and it's the third different Mac to score, and why not spread it around? And that's what the Macs are doing here tonight.
Really good run by Danny there. It was a great, great blocking, first of all, by the old line, but he did have to make a cut there, and he had vision to look to his left and make a cut and got the touchdown.
21-yard touchdown run for Daniel Fritz. It comes with 9:59 to go, first quarter. Very high snap. The boot is up and good. Moulton doing a good job catching that and putting it down. It's 21-0. We're coming back in half a minute on WDOGO Sports and Max TV.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Again, in case you're wondering, at 21-0 McDonald, and we're 2 minutes and 1 second into the game. We had Lake Holcomb, significant negative yardage. They did have a positive play for 6 yards, then the significant negative yardage. They run on a fourth and long and a punt, giving the Macs the ball at the 17. McDonald scores. And then on subsequent possessions, a fumble and a fumble each time on the first play from scrimmage. McDonald leads it 21-0. We've seen some blowouts, but we haven't seen this so far.
No, not this. And, you know, it's one of them things. You don't want to take your foot off the gas because you want them to play 100% and get some good reps in out there. But, I guess it's not unfortunate, but, you know, it's 21-0 and 2 minutes, 1 second.
Cale home with the boot, and it's going to land about the 8, and it's going to skid into the end zone, and that means from the 20-yard line is where Lake Holcomb will take it. Well, obviously, John Stender saying to his guys, listen, we got to hold on to the football. I mean, that's something. You set your goals different, and right now maybe the goal is let's try to have four downs and let's try to get a first down for sure. So the 20, as they go right to left here, Mark Halverson and Seth Smisky with the call on FM 103.1 AM 680, Wogo.com and Max TV. Chahai and Eau Claire Memorial tomorrow night, 6:35, the pregame here on WOGO Sports. All right, again, it's the freshman quarterback, Emmett Johnson, from the pistol. He'll take the snap, fake it, and then he'll pitch it the other way, and there's that smothering McDonald defense, and Ryan Smisky in on the tackle.
Yeah, just disciplined defense there. Ryan stayed with the back, didn't get faked out, and when he pitched the ball, he was right there and made the tackle.
And the ball carrier, 22, Brandon Moore. So Brandon Moore with that one. And the loss on the play of 9 back to the 11-yard line. Second down, and now the handoff again, and it's going to be for positive yardage off the left side. And this time going to Blake Winchell.
Yeah, it's nice to see, like you say, some positive yards there.
Right.
Keep it simple.
So after Brandon Moore had lost 9 for Winchell, able to go that time for a gain of 3 on his first carry. I came in thinking he was going to be the primary ball carrier. All right, a 3rd and 16 for Lake Holcomb from their own 14. And the freshman is going to keep it on his own. He's going to roll on the right side before the McDonald defense smothers him for a loss on the far side of the field.
Yeah, the linebackers were not fooled by that play action there. Fake to the running back. When that quarterback rolled out, they were right in his face.
And a loss of 4 on the play, so that's minus 14 on the night. And 2 fumbles lost for Emmett Johnson. And now they bring in the punter, struck in his own end zone now. And a high snap. He's going to have to bobble this. Here comes McDonald after him. He runs out of the end zone, which is a safety. And they will have to kick it from their own 20, and it's 23-0, McDonald.
Yeah, Struck did about all he could do there, and that was a run out of the back of the end zone.
Mm-hmm. All right, so McDonald then getting 2 points there with 8:16 to go. So they did chew up some clock. They did chew up a couple minutes.
Yeah, yep. And they had one play for positive yards. So
yeah.
Hey, it's better than a fumble, right?
Right. And so what happens now is they'll either kick it off a tee or punt it from the 20, from their own 20, and McDonald will receive from the left. And so this will be, at least one would think, it would be McDonald's worst field position so far.
Yes, it will be. Wow.
Yeah. Hey, let me just take this moment to say, make the smart choice. Flat rate MRIs from Smart Scan Medical Imaging in Eau Claire are typically $650. That's 50 to 80% lower than area hospitals. Smart Scan Medical Imaging in Eau Claire accept most insurances as well. Find out more at myssmi.com. That's myssmi.com. 8:16 to go first quarter, 23-0. Chi-High tomorrow night. Boy, what a game they had last week at River Falls. Excitement right down to the end there.
What was that, 28-27 or something like that?
Boy, yeah, boy, 1 point. Went for the 2-point conversion. Didn't quite get it.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
All right, and so they're going to – Struck is going to be punting it, I guess. And he's got it now with 3 on his left and 4 on his right. And there's the boom, and he punts it past the 50 to about the 45, and it's fielded at the 46. And Anderson and Moulton kind of play games, and then Anderson is able to run to the 43 of Lake Holcomb. So a little creativity there from some of the Max returners.
Yeah, faking the reverse there.
Right.
And, trying to get some people to bite on it. So.
All right, so the Macs got the safety a moment ago, and now they will take over again. Their worst field position is in Lake Holcomb territory, the 43-yard line, leading at 23-0 here in the first quarter. Still, a lot happened in the first 2 minutes as Smiski fakes it, rolls out to the right. He looks deep downfield. He heaves a long one to Anderson, incomplete. Well, Dad, your thoughts?
Well, it looked like they weren't on the same page there. So David was looking outside. Grant threw it in the middle. I'm thinking that maybe that one's on Grant.
You know what? That looked like a long pass we've seen from Jordan Love. I mean, it was not quite as accurate, not quite the connection with the receiver, right? So.
Yeah. I could see him, you know, he's explaining himself to Maloney down there.
Right.
He's like, we're not going to throw a whole lot tonight, Grant, so you better make him count.
Right. All right, well, second down. You're not going to hit on every play. Every play is not a touchdown, right?
Yeah.
All right, second down for the Macs, and now that does not qualify for the great clips, great plays of the half yet. And handoff in the second runner through Dawson Moulton, going to power his way, keep those legs moving all the way down to about the 35 or 36-yard line, creating a third and short for McDonald. And they're going to mark it the 35. So a gain of 8 for Moulton, and he's having a typical great night for the sophomore. He's got 4 carries for 36 yards and a touchdown already.
Yeah, such a tough runner.
Mm-hmm. Third down and 2 now for the Macs from the Lake Holcomb 35 as Smiski comes up under center, I formation behind him. Hand off Fritz. He's going to take it. He's got the first down. He's loose at the 30. Still going to the 25. Still going down inside into the Johnson roll-off red zone, and when he finally comes down, his helmet comes off.
Yeah, that's what you like to see. Good, tough player. Helmet comes off. He's still rolling.
And that was original line of scrimmage was the 35-yard line. So Fritz adding to the 21 yards he had on the touchdown. And that's another McDonald first down brought to you by ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley, your first choice in home and business restoration from floods, fires, mold, and more. ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck. The mark it down all the way to the 15, so a gain of 20 for Fritz. And there's Smiski now looking to the end zone after the fake. He's got his receiver and a touchdown to David Anderson. And the Macs go up 29-0 with 6:55 to go, first quarter.
Well, they got it right that time.
Yeah.
But, no, David running a great route. And when he broke, he was open by about 2.5-3 yards and a good pass by Grant and touchdown.
They've been dreaming of this, and I'm sure since they were kids and enjoying themselves, and the kick is good from Cale Holm. It's 30-0 McDonald. Back with the kickoff in half a minute on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Thousands of Nicolet Bank Real Rewards checking customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011. Real Rewards checking has offered 3.00% annual percentage yield for the last 12 years. It's not new or trendy, just the real thing. Year after year. Experience Real Rewards checking from Nicolet Bank and start earning interest on your checking account. See terms and apply at nicoletbank.com or talk to your local banker team today. Nicolet Bank. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Well, Seth Smiski, McDonald up 30-0 first quarter. We haven't even played half of it. But things did feel like they normalized a little bit these last few minutes, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Lake Holcomb chewed up close to 2 minutes in a drive. McDonald had to go 43 yards.
Yep.
On that, they had to actually punt it on that safety.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
right.
A little bit
more normal football, yeah. Yep. But still, a comfortable 30-0 lead. And again, from what you saw last week at New Auburn, maybe, again, people who, like myself, who just saw the score, you're like, yeah, Mark, it wasn't, that's not a fair representation.
No, not at all.
Yeah. And you said some drop passes that really hurt New Auburn in that contest. All right. Cale Holm is going to boot this one, and it's going to land at about the, takes a skip inside of the 15-yard line. And here's Struck running it back the far side, and it goes out of bounds right around the 30 on the far side for Lake Holcomb with the white jerseys, the black helmets, numbers, and pants, and McDonald in those home blue, the blue and gold, the gold numerals, if you will, blue helmets, white pants.
Yeah, Brian Strzok actually came to McDonald from Holcomb for two or three years.
Okay.
And then went back to Holcomb. But so we know Brian.
All right. Yeah, there you go. He's not a stranger. All right, so it's going to be the 32-yard line for Holcomb. And again, from the pistol, it's the freshman quarterback. And he's going to pass it off on the near side to Moore. And Moore's going to get wrapped up. But they try to get back to that line of scrimmage of the 32-yard line with 6:40 left here in the first half. And the reception to Moore, I didn't have him. Initially had not seen him in the stats as much, Brandon Moore, but good to get him on the stat sheet here as he caught that ball.
Yeah, Allen coming up, and as soon as he caught the ball, he was making contact with him and maintained the tackle. So.
And a complete for no gain, and now they're going to smother the ball carrier, and great defense, Ryan Smisky in there as well, getting the freshman quarterback, Emma Johnson, who kept it and maybe wishes he didn't that time. Because Ryan Smisky getting you, it's like a bear. That's a big bear hug. Right? A loss of five on the play.
Yeah, he kind of got a little sandwich action between Caleb Leet and Ryan. And, I think he felt that one a little bit. But Ryan and Caleb were not fooled on any misdirection there.
Emmett Johnson, the freshman quarterback, now 3rd and 15, trying to lead the Chieftains here as they go right to left. The clock ticking toward 5.5 minutes to go first quarter. From the pistol, two running backs behind him. Oh, and somebody jumped. It was Strzok. And there's the flag going to be thrown.
He's walking back to the huddle saying, I thought it was on one.
Exactly. So when it's 3rd and 15, you don't need another 5 yards backwards, but that's what Lake Holcomb just got. And let's see what Coach Stender comes up with his freshman quarterback, Emmett Johnson, from that pistol. And two running backs in the backfield. And there's the pass, and it's thrown, and it's completed. Getting back to the original line of scrimmage to Strzok on the reception that time. So he's showing a lot of things he can do, Brian Strzok as well.
Yeah, they kept two backs in the backfield for some extra protection. And Brian is a big, tall target. And the ball was up in the air where he could catch it. And good positive play.
Yeah, given 11 yards. And so it's back-to-back completions there. But still a 4th and 9. And they're going for it. And now Johnson back to pass. He's going to rifle one a little bit high for Strzok. Incomplete pass. And in the secondary, some of the coverage there. Nash Winger out there as well.
Yeah, if that would have been just a foot lower, it would have been a first down. Like I say, he's throwing it up just because Brian's so tall, just where Brian can catch it.
Well, and again, I don't know the other individual who had been listed in the stats, Tay Michael, as a senior. But I guess in going, your son played as a freshman. I mean, an 8 player, it can happen. And again, you're trying to build a program here. You're excited that you have even 15 players out. And so why not have to let this guy develop some? And he's showing some tools there.
Yeah, he's throwing a good ball.
Yeah. All right, the Macs get it now. 1st and 10 from the Lake Holcomb 33. And there's the pass from Smisky over the middle. He finds Ryan Smisky. Smisky to Smisky. Sounds like a law firm. And there's a first down at the 20.
Yeah, Ryan took quite the hit last week against New Auburn. And it's when they're laying on the ground, and then he tried to get up and went back down. It's a couple tense moments there, but he just got the wind knocked out of him. He was fine. But.
And they'll say the 21-yard line, so maybe make it a gain of 12 instead of 13. 12 that time as we correct the stats here from the 21-yard line. Knocking on the Johnson roll-off red zone. Smisky under center, I formation behind him. Handoff, Dawson Moulton off the left side, the 15, still going the 10, and he's going to get down to 9 or 10 yard line before he gets wrapped up there by Brandon Moore. But another McDonald first down, their third of the night, to the 10 yard line, so a gain of 11 on the play.
Yeah, that old line is just getting such a good push tonight, and Dawson does such a fantastic job of following his blockers.
Yeah. That's 47 yards rushing already for them as they come to the line of scrimmage now. Quickly from the 10, first and goal from the 10. And running around the right side, and I thought Smisky had it, did he?
No, Grant kept it on that play. And
I thought he did too, but you never knew when you're trying to hide it. And so he gets wrapped up for kind of disappointed, maybe a loss of one on the play.
Yeah, I would think I'm thinking he was hoping for a touchdown there.
Yeah, right.
But
maybe saying not the way they drew it up, right?
Yeah, when the blockers went out, it looks like they maybe didn't account. Well, I know they didn't account for one, but
Well, he comes over to talk to Coach Maloney about that play, and so now we'll set it up again from the 11. Second and goal from the 11-yard line. Smiski rolling to the left. He's got it. He wants to keep it himself all the way to 5. He's going to get in there for the touchdown. And the McDonald Macs go up 36-0 with 3:07 to go in the first quarter.
Yeah, they didn't get it right, so hey, why not try it left here, and let's see if we can get it right this time, and that's exactly what they did there.
Exactly. Like, hey, I wanted to score,
and
I like the idea of let's let different players score. Why not, right? I mean, that's a lot of fun, and that's the fourth touchdown to go with, was it four or five, I guess, here. Plus, Anderson caught one, right? So, and there's the ball down. The boot is up by Cale Holm, and hey, he's 5 for 5 on extra points. The Macs lead at 37-0. 3:07 to go, still first quarter, not even 9 minutes in. Back with the kickoff in half a minute on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
If your home or business has damage from fire, water, or mold, call your local restoration experts. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, locally owned. With emergency service always at the ready, Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind. 24/7, 365. Carpet and air duct cleaning available too. Just look for the yellow truck. Call 715-723-9781 or go to servicemasterchippewavalley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
Stick around later, the Hy-Vee halftime show, the great clips, great plays of the half. Later in the post game, we'll have the post class and mirror post game show, the Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap, and also great clips, great plays of the game. All ahead here on WOGO Sports. One of the questions, certainly for Mark Maloney, says Smiski, has to be like, you know, how long do you keep the starters in? You wanted them to get a good workout, game action, but there's still 3:07 to go first quarter. It's 37-0.
Yeah, and two, you know, when the second team comes in, when you have Isaac Crawford back there,
sure,
you know, he can break one at
that's
any
true.
Time, too. And
yeah,
you could just
right.
keep, you know, you don't want to run the score up, but there's a chance.
All right, we had a different kicker we'll identify in a moment, and it's going to go just short of the end zone, and finally he's going to be fielded by Strzok. He's going to run it out of there to the 5, the 10, the 15, the 20, and he gets a pretty good return before he's tackled on the far side by Minen.
Minen and Luke Anderson, David's little brother, collided on that play, and they both went down in a heap. And
Isaac Crawford's the backup kicker, so he actually kicked it off that time.
Okay.
So he's starting to get into the game a little bit.
Yeah.
Cale's leg has been doing from kickoffs to extra points.
Yeah. He's tired.
Yeah, he's like, Coach, I need a break. All right, first and 10 from the 23 for the young quarterback for Lake Holcomb. And he's going to pass one down the field, and it's intercepted by the Macs. They're going to take it. Racing into the end zone, Eli Stepp for the touchdown. Eli Stepp goes 25 yards on the interception return, and the Macs go up 43-0 with 2:52 to go first quarter.
Great coverage by Eli there, and the quarterback and the receiver were not on the same page there. The receiver broke, and then he turned and went upfield, and the quarterback threw the ball on the break, and Eli was ready for it. Great interception.
And the ball is down. There's the boot by Cale Holman. This one's no good. His leg is a little tired, maybe.
It's got to be it.
43-0 Max. Back in half a minute. WOGO Sports and Max TV.
So it's 2023, and what do we all see? Higher healthcare costs. But there's good news if you need an MRI. SmartScan Medical Imaging is open in Eau Claire, Wausau, and Madison. We offer new state-of-the-art equipment, highly trained staff, and expert radiologists. Our flat-rate MRIs are $650 for most common MRIs, 50 to 80% lower than area hospitals, with results sent to your doctor in just hours. Give up nothing but the higher cost. Find out more at MYSSMI.com. MYSSMI.com.
All right, we're back with Max Football, 43-0. The Max are up. And there's the boot. and it's going to drop and be fielded. And I struck, and struck on the far side. It's going to get tackled at about the 25-yard line. And so Lake Holcomb will pick up from there with the freshman Emmett Johnson at quarterback.
Looks like Ben Wicken was in on the tackle there on special teams.
And about the 26-yard line. And Lake Holcomb come to the line of scrimmage in this eight-player football game from DeRay Field. From the pistol now. There's the low snap and the pitch out, and they'll take it to the near side and running it to about the 25-yard line. And identifying that runner for you is Moore again, Brandon Moore.
Yeah, it looked like maybe they lost a half a yard on that one.
Yeah, I think so. Lost a yard back to the 25-yard line. We're at second down and 11. Going right to left and taking this one from under center, and the handoff up the middle and plowing ahead for a few yards to Moore again. Moore up the middle that time, getting past the original line of scrimmage to about the 28 or so.
That was a good play to get some positive yards there.
I think maybe even the 29. So a gain of 4 on the play for Moore. 3 carries for minus 4 unofficially on the night. Also caught a ball for no gain earlier. Third down and 6 or 7 here. And back to pass. There's the pass down the middle and overthrowing struck for the incompletion.
Yeah, Brian had some space there. They just couldn't connect there. But Brian was, if it was a little bit better ball and Brian was able to catch that, yeah, it would have been a nice gain.
43-0 McDonald inside of 40 seconds left here in the first quarter. As Lake Holcomb setting up in a punting situation with struck back. Now he has run out of this one time earlier. High snap and struck able to snag it. Now he's going to decide to boot it still on the near side. It's going to go out of bounds in McDonald territory just past midfield. And it looks like the Max may be going to be bringing in a backup quarterback. They do have Nathan Bogus, the freshman, who's been warming up on the side. Let's see. And it looks like Grant is not necessarily going into the game here. And that is the end of the first quarter. We'll take a 1-minute break. McDonald 43, Lake Holcomb nothing. Back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Chippewa Yellow Bus Company is now hiring drivers. No nights or weekends, summers off, and flexible hours. If you have little ones, they can ride with you, so you'll save on daycare. And if your kids or grandkids are in sports, you can get paid while watching them compete. We've been transporting local athletes for over 70 years. $300 sign-on bonus and paid training. Veterans are encouraged to apply. Come join the family. Call 726-2454 or stop in at Chippewa Yellow Bus Company, South Avenue in Chippewa Falls.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Mark Albers and Seth Smisky back as the Max take over, and they go right to left now from their own 45 with a handoff up the middle. And Bogus is in there here on this senior night in Paris night, but he's just a freshman, number 12, Nathan Bogus. Gain of 2 on the play.
Yeah, it looks like I think this is predominantly the second team here.
So who was the ball carrier?
That was Isaac.
All right, so yep. Crawford, I got him all on the stat sheet ready to go here, second leading ball carrier on the team, and he had the 2-yard run, and now the fake, and Bogus coming to the left side. Here comes the Lake Holcomb defender, and a good job, and he knocked the pass. Caleb Wilmarth doing a good job there. The junior deflected it, so it's third and 8 now for the Max from their own 47, going right to left here, start of the second quarter. Seth?
Yeah, Caleb not biting on the play action there, and when Bogus rolled out, he was right there, right on him.
And so the first incomplete pass of the night for Bogus. And that creates the third and eight. Pitch out to the near side, and they're going to get it to Crawford. Crawford the 50, and out of bounds at close to the marker at the 45. Let's see. I'm going to say keep the clock running. They say he stayed in bounds, and the clock keeps going inside of 10:45. Let's see the mark, and they're signaling first down. So he needed eight, and he got eight. So to the 45-yard line of Lake Holcomb. So Crawford, two carries for 10 yards, and yet another McDonald first down. And they're going to rush to get this one in. Bogus now under center as they go right to left. I formation behind him. Hand off to the fullback, powering his way to the 40. And they'll finally muscle him. And that is number 35 for the Max, and that is Justin Quall, a sophomore fullback.
Yeah, good tough run there by Justin. Justin actually had a safety last week, or a tackle for a safety against New Auburn last week. So Justin's having a really good season.
Gain of four on the play for Quall, second and six now. The Max on the move. It's outside of the Lake Holcomb 40-yard line at the 41. Fake by Bogus, rolling to his right, looking downfield. He's got his receiver. Completion inside the 35 to the 34 or so. And that looked to be caught that time by Ryder Sullivan, the junior.
Yeah, good throw by Nathan. I think that might have been his first completion on the season.
Is that right? Okay, yeah.
Game.
Have to check the stats. Yeah, from the 41 to the 34, a gain of seven, and another McDonald first down, their fifth of the first half, unofficially, to the 34 on the move now. And completion for seven, but exciting to see that. And now the handoff Crawford, and he's going to try to get back to the line of scrimmage. And, again, good job by the Lake Holcomb defense in wrapping him up.
Yeah, they were in
Brandon
in
Moore
in
there. Brandon Moore, good job. Yep. And maybe even the 36-yard line, a loss of one for Crawford, second down and 11. Crawford, three carries for 9 yards here as he's come in on this series, although he had had the kickoff earlier as Bogus getting the instructions from the sideline, coming back over. And the Max will step up from the 36 now. Clock at 8.5 minutes to go here in this first half, leading at 43-0. Looking, and there's the pass, and completed over the middle, and a spin move by the McDonald receiver getting down inside the 30-yard line is Luke Anderson, the freshman wide receiver.
Yeah, he did a good job, but not quite up to his older brother's standards there. But, you know, he's got a few years to work on it.
He does.
He'll get to where David's at.
Absolutely, yeah. They're going to say the 23-yard line, so a gain of 13 on the play from the 36. And so, again, adding to different receivers on the night. And this one, a pitch out to the far side to Crawford, and he's going to be down by about the 25-yard line.
I like to see Isaac maybe tuck that ball away when
right,
he's going
right,
down.
Right, 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 yeah, definitely. It got a little, in fact, for a moment I wondered if maybe he was going to lose it. So another loss of one. So the last two times Crawford has carried, he's lost a yard. So the Lake Holcomb D seizing on him. We've seen against the Cornell a couple weeks ago what Crawford is capable of, the long gainers, the dynamic plays, if you will. And now Bogus coming from the sideline with the play on second down and 11 for the Max from the 25 outside of the Johnson roll-off red zone. Hand off to the fullback, Quall, and he'll get it back to 23 or 24-yard line for a third and long here.
Yeah, there wasn't much room for him to run there, so Lake Holcomb getting in there quickly.
And they're going to say a gain of two on the play for Quall, and so that gets him two carries for 6 yards, but now that creates a third and 10 for McDonald. They need to get to the 13 as Bogus again. They don't have the headsets, folks, that you do in the pros, so they got to come over to the sideline and then get the instruction and then run it in and tell your teammates. So the quarterback's got to be in good shape.
Yeah.
All right, under center here, and he takes it on this third down pitch out. Crawford on the near side. He's going to turn it up to the 20. He's in the Johnson roll-off red zone and trying to high-step his way down at about the 16-yard line.
It's a good play call, and almost got us the first down there.
Yeah, and actually he went out of bounds maybe before that, and it looks like maybe more like the 17. So I guess a gain of 6 on the play for Crawford, and that creates a 4th down, and I presume they're going to go for it, 4th and 4.
I was thinking maybe they would try a field goal.
Yeah, right.
And I don't think you see that much in eight-player football.
4th and 4, Bogus under center, I formation behind him. Crawford the deep back. Pitch out to Crawford. He's going to go to the far side. Got to get to the 13 and close. Let's see where they mark it. They're saying keep the clock rolling. Did he get the first down? No official indication yet. Very close for Crawford. He needed 4. First down. They give him the first down, and the Macs, third first down this drive. 4 more for Crawford. 18 now just in this particular drive on 6 carries.
Good pursuit down the line by Lake Holcomb there. But, you know, our blockers are getting out and getting downfield and making some good blocks. And Isaac, you know, hey, if we can get 4 to 6, 8 yards a carry, there's nothing wrong with that.
How about Crawford? Twice he's got just enough for that first down. And there's the pass completed. A flag is thrown as the completion, and the receiver just continuing to bull his way all the way into the end zone. But I think a flag may call it back. Let's see. Indicating a touchdown catch for Luke Anderson on the 13-yard reception. Well, what's the flag about?
I saw him indicate it was on McDonald, but I did not see what the penalty was.
Well, Luke Anderson carried multiple tacklers, would-be tacklers, into the end zone, and it's going to be a clip against McDonald.
Okay.
And so they'll mark it off from the 13 back to the 23, so a 10-yard penalty. That's the first one I've had listed on the Max tonight. I don't know if you remember any earlier penalties, but
nope, I don't. I think that is, well, no, there was one on the they enforced it on the kickoff earlier.
Well, that was on Lake Holcomb though, because they moved it up.
Yeah, yeah, right. First one on McDonald.
Right,
for sure.
Right, yeah. All right, so first and 20 from the 23, inside of 4 minutes left here in the first half. Mark Halverson and Seth Smitsky on the call on WOGO Sports. Back outside of the Johnson Roloff red zone now. And Bogus lifts one in the air, caught by Luke Anderson for a touchdown. What a play, as Bogus just very great touch pass, put it in the air for Luke Anderson. There it is, and the Macs go up 49-0.
Great throw by Bogus, and great catch by Luke there. It's good to see that coming out of our younger players there.
And it comes with 3:23 left in the first half. The Max, so again, you got the first and 20 from the 23, and Luke Anderson getting out there. And how about the loft that he gave to that?
Yeah, and he was just able to run right underneath it and stuck his hands out and just fell right in his hands.
They'll try to go for 2 here. Bogus under center. Crawford behind him. Hand up the middle. Qual, and he's not going to get there. All right, so the Macs come up short in their attempt that particular time, and I think maybe I misidentified the ball carrier and the two-point convert. Yeah, it was Justin Qual. All right, so we'll take a break, a half-a-minute break. When we come back, the Macs kicking it off up 49-0 on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Up 49-0. Mark Halverson, Seth Smitsky here on WOGO Sports as a 23-yard touchdown pass. Bogus to Luke Anderson.
Yeah, it's really nice to see that Luke Anderson's kind of not. I'm not going to say he's anywhere close to his older brother, but it's good to see that the potential is there.
How about the younger version, huh?
Yeah.
The younger version of the Anderson, as the ball is caught by Strzok at about the 10 to 15 to 20. Strzok still moving, and again, the Max with a good tackle there. Number 24 for McDonald, Ben Wicken, a freshman special teams player.
Yeah, he was in on the last one, so I like to see kids come down and make plays on on kickoffs.
Yeah.
It's tough to do.
That's one of the more dangerous, right? The NFL doing all they can to try to limit the kickoffs as much as possible.
Yep.
Those special teams, but important, sure. And so from the 20-yard line, Lake Holcomb now. 142, 102 seconds left here until the Hy-Vee halftime show. And now they'll take it from the pistol. And heaving the ball down the sideline, struck through his hands, incomplete. It was so close that time. And a good soft touch pass was heaped up there by the freshman, Emmett Johnson, but incomplete.
Yeah, the quarterback tonight for Lake Holcomb, he's throwing some good balls. And,
right.
And that one, if that one's caught, that might go for a touchdown.
Right, struck for sure. He was out there on the near side on the right sideline, but an incomplete pass as Emmett Anderson now again from that pistol. Two running backs behind him and back in the pocket again. He rifles it. He's got the receiver struck out of bounds at the 33-yard line before he's pushed out of bounds by Luke Anderson.
He's got some time to throw the ball back there, so I think we got to get a rush going on here and make him a little more uncomfortable in the pocket.
14-yard gain for Anderson on that one as he finds Struck on the completion. Struck with two catches for 25 yards, and there's a long bomb down the field, and Struck going for this is actually a different receiver. It is Tay Michael. And it's completed way down the field from the 33 all the way to the 37 of McDonald. And a timeout, Lake Holcomb, they want to talk about it with 17 seconds left in the half. We'll take a break as well. Back in half a minute on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalä Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalä will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to wärzgalä.com.
Yard connection from the freshman quarterback Emmett Johnson to Tay Michael, and had listed him as Jaeger earlier at wisports.net, but Tay Michael in the program, and now they're at the McDonald 37, but just 17.6 seconds left in the half. Seth? Anderson from the pistol. He'll fire it, incomplete, intending that one for Brandon Moore. Stops the clock with 11.6. Go ahead.
No, instead of bringing in like two tight ends to help with the blocking, Lake Holcomb has brought in like two running backs to stand back there and help pick up the blocker. So it's allowing the quarterback some more time.
All right. Well, tell you what, they are calling a timeout. Again, the clock had stopped with the incomplete pass, but let me just take this opportunity to tell you that don't let a lingering injury keep you from being your best. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, with a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO. Chi High football tomorrow night. The Cards taking on Eau Claire Memorial. We got a 6:35 pregame for that one here on WOGO Sports. All right, Anderson, final 11 and a half seconds. There's the snap. Back to pass. He's going to rifle one. And it's nearly intercepted by the Max. Diving for that. Ryan has 21, Isaac Crawford there, kind of playing safety.
Yeah, ball was overthrown a little bit, and Isaac just saw it a second or two too late.
Yeah.
He was actually helping out coverage on Brian Struck, and he broke on it just a little bit too late. Otherwise, he probably would have had an interception there.
Third and 10, Lake Holcomb. From not quite to halftime, right? The clock stopped with 4.2 seconds. Third and 10, Lake Holcomb. They called another timeout. And so, again, another opportunity for us to tell you about one of our great sponsors. How about the... You want to get paid to watch your kids or grandkids play sports? Chippewa Yellow Bus Company has transported local athletes for 7 decades, and they're now hiring drivers. Enjoy summers off on a flexible schedule, $300 sign-on bonus, and paid training. Call 726-2454 or stop by Chippewa Yellow Bus Company, South Avenue, Chippewa Falls. All right, the final 4 seconds of the first half.
I got to think they're going to Brian on this one.
All right, Evan Anderson will see if he goes to Brian Strzok. Back to pass now. Here comes the rush from McDonald over the middle, and it's intercepted by Crawford, and he'll take a knee. So Crawford does get the pick. He didn't get in the last one. Isaac Crawford with the INT, the second of the first half for McDonald. They had one for a touchdown earlier. We'll recap the first half scoring and lots more when we come back in 3 minutes. McDonald leading at 49-0 at halftime over Lake Holcomb on WDOGO Sports and Max TV.
Score big and get paid with better checking. Shop and support local business with your Nicolet Bank debit card to help earn up to 3.00% annual percentage yield with real rewards checking. Join thousands of our customers who have had the opportunity to earn big with a real rewards checking account. If you don't earn money with your current checking account, it's time to switch to Nicolet Bank. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your local Nicolet Bank team today. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
And the pitch out to Step on the near side. He's going to cruise all the way into the end zone and score.
Screen left side. That's Bolin. Bolin picking his way between a couple defenders. Keeps his feet. Bolin is loose. 45-40. He's going to go the distance. Jackson Bolin to the end zone. Touchdown. Chippewa Falls.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
What is a home? It is so much more than just rooms, a garage, and a yard. A home is first steps, birthday parties, and Christmas morning. It's basketball in the driveway and barbecues in the backyard. A home is where you grow up and where you'll always come back. I'm Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I don't just help people buy and sell houses, I help them find home. If that's what you're looking for, connect with me at hollybovey.com or call or text me at 715-577-HOME.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does a part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
Mark Halverson and Seth Smisky back halftime. It's the Hy-Vee halftime show. Brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings in the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Well, Seth, 49-0, halftime score. Your thoughts?
Yeah, we got great field position in that first quarter, allowed us to score a lot of points in a hurry. Second team is in there now, and kind of the unfortunate part is yeah, it's the second team, but the starters for Lake Holcomb, they're going to be getting tired too, you know. So, but the second team, they just got to come out, play their game, and keep, you know. If you're an old lineman, stay on your block. You know, if you're a running back or receiver, you know, run a good route and just play McDonald football and keep it rolling.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, a little bit of slower start for Lake Holcomb, but since then we started to see them move things better as the game moved along.
Yeah, they've changed their game plan. They got a good wide, good tall wide receiver, and that quarterback is I think he's impressed me tonight for Lake Holcomb.
Yeah, just a freshman.
Yeah, just a freshman. So you got to appreciate that. And they've come out throwing the ball. They're keeping those two running backs in to help with some pass protection. So I think you're going to see a lot more of that in the second half here.
And we do have the running clock that will start in the second half. That's with a 35 point or greater lead. This is a 49 point difference.
Yeah, and obviously the game's going to go a little faster, but. I don't know how you feel about that either way, but second team come out, and on defense, let's tighten it up a little bit in the secondary there, because we know that's what they're gonna try to do, because they're gonna try to score for sure.
Right.
So, hey, here's your opportunity. You're playing on the big stage, and make the most of it.
Mm-hmm. So, again, our halftime score, 49-0. We'll take another three-minute timeout. When we come back, it's the Great Clips, Great Plays of the first half. We've got that for you, and a stats recap as well. 3 minutes away on WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory-authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy-efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Thousands of Nicolet Bank Real Rewards checking customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011. Real Rewards checking has offered 3.00% annual percentage yield for the last 12 years. It's not new or trendy, just the real thing. Year after year. Experience Real Rewards checking from Nicolet Bank and start earning interest on your checking account. See terms and apply at nicoletbank.com or talk to your local banker team today. Nicolet Bank. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
At My Great Clips Salon, I get to use my skills as a stylist to make customers look and feel great. When you sit down in my chair, it's important to me to listen to what you want. And when your haircut's done, I'll save your details and clip notes so you can get the look you love at any Great Clips Salon, anywhere you are. Seeing customers light up at the end of their cut, that's what I love about my job. I'm Katie, and I'm a Great Clips Salon stylist.
Join a salon team. Visit jobs.greatclips.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
All right, back on the Hy-V Halftime Show here. Mark Halverson, Seth Smiske, and getting ready for the Great Clips, Great Plays of the Half. Brought to you by Great Clips. The local Great Clips of Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. Great Clips saves your haircut details in clip notes, so every member of their team knows exactly how to create your signature look. Great Clips, it's going to be great. And the first half was great for the Max as, again, they lead it 49-0 at intermission. Let's bring you back some of those highlights, which happened very early for McDonald's. Some of the scoring highlights predominantly. Let's give it a listen here on WOGO as the way things unfolded. First and goal from the two. Smisky under center. Hands it off, and it's going to be touchdown. McDonald on the handoff right up the middle. Eli Stepp gets the first score for McDonald. Now from the 13-yard line, first and 10. Smisky under center. Handoff. Moulton, he's going to burst to the near side. Coming around the five and going into the end zone. Touchdown, McDonald, with 10-10 to go. First quarter, the Max go up 13-0. First and goal from the 21, knocking on the door of the Johnson Roloff red zone. Grant Smisky, the junior, under center. And he'll hand off, and there is the charge all the way into the end zone. Daniel Fritz, 21 yards for the touchdown, and it's the third different Mac to score, and why not spread it around? And that's what the Macs are doing here tonight. And now they bring in the punter, struck in his own end zone now. And a high snap. He's going to have to bobble this. Here comes McDonald after him. He runs out of the end zone, which is a safety. And they will have to kick it from their own 20, and it's 23-0, McDonald. And of 20 for Fritz. And there's Smisky now looking to the end zone after the fake. He's got his receiver and a touchdown to David Anderson. And the Macs go up 29-0 with 6:55 to go. First quarter. Set it up again from the 11. Second and goal from the 11-yard line. Smisky rolling to the left. He's got it. He wants to keep it himself all the way to the 5. He's going to get in there for the touchdown. And the McDonald Macs go up 36-0 with 3:07 to go in the first quarter.
Great. Great. Great.
For the young quarterback for Lake Holcomb. And he's going to pass one down the field, and it's intercepted by the Macs. They're going to take it. Racing into the end zone. Eli Stepp with a touchdown. Eli Stepp goes 25 yards on the interception return, and the Macs go up 43-0 with 2:52 to go first quarter. And McDonald then did get one more score that came before halftime, and that was with 2:18 left in the half, a 23-yard pass from Bogus, the backup quarterback, to Luke Anderson, freshman to freshman. And that extra point, they went for two, didn't get it. 49-0 at the half. The Great Clips, great plays of the first half, Seth Smisky.
Yeah, they, like I said, the field position favored us. And but they came out, and they got down to business and put some points on the board in a hurry. Second half, second team's going to be out there and just show what you can do. And you know, like Luke Anderson, I think that touchdown was called back, but he's dragging
four or five
guys into the end zone with him.
And he subsequently got a touchdown, right?
Yeah. And then Bogus, you know, puts one right on the money, right over David's, or not David. So you see, there I go.
Luke, right.
Luke's shoulder. Luke makes a great catch.
Yeah.
And I think Lake Holcomb, they're starting to learn a little bit about their team here, throwing the ball. And that, you know, they got a good young quarterback there. And
Yeah, for sure. Been impressed with Emmett Johnson. As we talk about the stats here, he hit on 4 out of 8, did have a couple of interceptions as well, maybe 4 out of 9, actually, in that first half. But nonetheless, able to 25 yards and 2 receptions to Brian Struck, also a 30-yarder to Tay Michael as well. In that first half of action for Lake Holcomb. We'll take a final break, a 2-minute timeout, come back with the second half in a moment here on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does their part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff Service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local employee-owned factory-authorized carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts. Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Get $250 when you switch to a Royal Credit Union checking account. Switch to Royal's Smart Checking account and enjoy no monthly fees or minimum balance, free mobile check deposits, and surcharge-free access to over 40,000 ATMs nationwide.
When I go to Royal, I feel very connected there. The team members do a great job of making sure that it's personal and that your questions are being answered.
See details and open your account by November 15th at rcu.org/checkingbonus. Insured by NCUA.
So it's 2023, and what do we all see? Higher healthcare costs. But there's good news if you need an MRI. SmartScan Medical Imaging is open in Eau Claire, Wausau, and Madison. We offer new state-of-the-art equipment, highly trained staff, and expert radiologists. Our flat-rate MRIs are $650 for most common MRIs, 50 to 80% lower than area hospitals, with results sent to your doctor in just hours. Give up nothing but the higher cost. Find out more at MYSSMI.com. MYSSMI.com.
Is your wallet feeling lighter every time you fill up at the pump? Get a Hy-Vee Fuel Saver card and stop paying full price for gas. It's easy. Pick up a free card at Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, shop for qualifying items in the store, and then save big the next time you fill up the car. It's fast, free, and easy to get started. Go to Hy-Vee.com/perks to learn more and start saving today. Or visit the customer service counter at Hy-Vee, a proud sponsor of McDonald Football.
Mark Halverson, Seth Smisky back here. We do have one of last year's standout players, Dale Tetrault, in the booth. So good to say hi to Dale. So, are you at UW Eau Claire then? All right, terrific. All right.
Yeah, maybe Dale will join us a little bit later and we can get some input from him.
Sure, that'd be great. All right, first half numbers, what stands out, I think, for the Max. Dawson Moulton on the ground, 5 carries, 47 yards, taking care of business. He had the 13-yard touchdown. It's Eli Stepp who has the two touchdowns, right? I mean, Eli Stepp had the two-yard run early at the very first McDonald's score, and then he had the interception return for a touchdown.
Yeah, and the thing that really stands out with Eli is his defense. He's last week during the New Auburn game, he was in on so many tackles. It just, after a while, you're just like, he really starts to stand out. So just he is definitely a ball hawk, and he's in on a lot of plays.
All right, so I am going to look for my device so we can record second half highlights. Let's see, we got this one here. And so many cords. There's a lot of cables, right? You'll vouch for that.
There's a lot that goes into these radio broadcasts here.
I'll tell you, that's for sure.
And then plays are happening right before our eyes.
I know. Like we just missed the kickoff. All right, so let's get tuned in so that we can bring it to you here. And setting things up, it is going to be Bogus back in there for the Max. So they receive the kickoff, and they're going to be at the 30-yard line as the second half underway. And McDonald 70 yards from pay dirt from their own 30, going left to right here at the start of the second half. And so Bogus, the freshman quarterback, and he'll take it from under center and hand off Crawford. Crawford across the 20, the 35, the 40, and now he's going to go, a foot race. Crawford, 45, he's going to be tough to catch. They're out from behind. They get him at about the 20-yard line, but what a run that time from the 30, a total of 50 yards for Isaac Crawford.
Yeah, it was a foot race right at the end there between Brian Strzok and Crawford. I thought maybe for a little bit there Isaac was going to win, but Brian able to track him down and make tackle, save a touchdown.
Just like that, 68 yards rushing on the night. Let's see, they actually mark it at the 23. So I thought he got all the way to the 20. So we'll cut it instead of 50, 47. Not bad, though.
Yeah, and the right guard, I'll get his name here in a second, but he really triggered that play.
Crawford's going to stay in after. Oh, he dropped the ball, and then a loose ball on the fan. I don't know that that's Crawford. It looked like number 30, actually, for the Max.
Grant Silkup.
Yeah, okay.
Grant Silkup coming out and making a great block. And the old linemen don't get a lot of recognition, but, yeah, Grant Silkup having a great game tonight.
Caden Booz was in on that one. McDonald maintaining possession, but Booz is the one in for Crawford, who was catching his breath after the 47-yard run. And so for Booz, the loss on the play as they go back to the 20. They're saying the 22. Okay, so maybe it was a one-yard gain somehow as a result. And there's Bogus, and he's going to go and screen it off on the right side and complete the pass to Crawford. Now make it.
No, that's
A different MAC player. That's
Ben Wicken.
Fleet of foot, number 24, Wicken, and another freshman. They got a talented freshman class, don't they?
Yeah, and it's the socks that kind of throw you off. They're both wearing kind of pink socks.
Yeah, 13-yard completion that time from Bogus to Wicken. And Wicken, the 13-yarder, and another McDonald first down as they'll come to the line of scrimmage in a first and goal situation now. With Bogus under center, I formation behind him. And this one is going to go off on the left side, and they're going to... Caden Boost that time is going to try to pound his way to about the 6-yard line on the run. So I don't think Crawford's come back since that 47-yard run, right?
No, he has not. And Caden running up the middle. He got stopped initially, bounced it out to the outside, and able to get a positive play on that.
They're going to call it a gain of one from the 8 to the 7. So McDonald, again, the clock running here, running clock, a 49-0 McDonald lead. Second and goal from the 7 as Bogus gets the instructions from Coach Maloney. And coming in is the Max work it left to right. Now Bogus in that I formation behind him. And Boos is the deep back. Hand off up the middle. And what did we get on that one?
We fumbled the ball and then...
Okay, so at the 10-yard line. All right, so... I wasn't able to pick up on it. All right, so tell me what you saw.
Yeah, it was just a fumble, and Nathan just doing the smart thing, falling on it, and we will live to fight another day.
All right, a loss of 3 on the play. Back to the 10-yard line. Third and goal from the 10 now for the Max, leading at 49-0. Bogus, the freshman quarterback, getting his feel for it. Boost the deep back. And there's another fumble on that exchange, and again, the Max fighting for this. The third fumble this possession. Lake Holcomb's indicating they have it, and it's the Chieftains football. So they take over with 7:25 and counting here, and so the Max drive coming up empty. It started way back at their own 30-yard line.
Yeah, something going on there between the center quarterback exchange. You know, one, you can kind of write it off, but...
back-to-back plays,
not,
right?
Yeah, something not right there.
Mm-hmm. All right, so it'll be first and 10 from the 11 for Lake Holcomb. And we'll see if they presume they're going to stick with their freshman quarterback, Emmett Johnson. Again, was pretty impressive with some of his throws there in the first half. But let's see here. 49-0 game with a running clock. And, it's Johnson, the handoff. And now cutting into the Max defense a little bit. And the best run of the night for number 9 for Lake Holcomb. And as he runs it down the field to 40 and finally knocked down from behind, that is Caden Jones, a freshman running back. The best run of the night from the 11. He goes all the way past the 40 to the 45, a gain of 34 for freshman Caden Jones.
Yeah, a lot of big hole right at the line of scrimmage, and he got through that. And the safety and DBs were downfield, so he had a lot of room right off the get-go and was able to turn that into a positive run there.
All right, so something the Max defense, the backups to look at and learn from. And first down now, Anderson, the handoff up the middle, and they're going to pound it again with Caden Jones for a couple more. And we didn't see him. I have that down. These are his first carries of the game. So gain of 2 on the play. So 2 carries for 36 yards on this particular drive. Second and 8 for Lake Holcomb at midfield at their own 47, approaching midfield. Anderson, the quarterback, I formation, 2 backs behind him, under center. He'll hand it off to the fullback, who pounds his way to the 50, maybe the McDonald 49, and that's going to be number 25, Blake Winchell. Winchell had one carry in the first half, and this one goes for three. Two carries for 6 yards for Winchell. It's third and five from the 50. Again, the max up, 49 zip. Clock running, running clock, 5:10 left in this third quarter.
Yeah, they got some good play coming from their freshman out there with the running back and the quarterback.
Both squads, yeah. Right? Both yeah. squads. Yeah. The freshmen kind of stand out, yeah.
Yep.
All right, and so now on the march at midfield and a big third and five now. And faking the quarterback into keeping himself. Anderson running to the near side, and the McDonald defender is able to tackle him short of the first down.
Good pursuit down the line by the McDonald linebackers that time. Not
Crawford was among those, yep. And also saw number 25, Hayden Christofferson, another freshman. And a gain of two on the play for the quarterback, Emmett Johnson, and puts his numbers to 17, minus 17 rushing on the night. He's had some tough experiences, but fourth and three now from the 48-yard line. For Johnson and Lake Holcomb. He's going to take it up the middle himself, and he's going to get all the way past the... And then lost the ball, and Isaac Crawford recovered it on the near sideline. Crawford's going to go, the 30, the 25, the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5, touchdown. Isaac Crawford, they got the first down, but then lost the ball.
I saw it happen, but how right. it came out, I didn't see Isaac, like, put a big hit on him or anything. Yep. It just kind of... popped out of his hands right into Isaac's, and he went the distance.
And again, I don't know, I was calling it as if it was Anderson on a quarterback draw. If it wasn't that, it looked like it could have also been Caden Jones, maybe out of a wildcat. But either way,
well, I see a flag down.
Okay.
So I don't know if they're calling, if there was something on
yeah, let's see
return there.
When that happened, if it was earlier, it seems to be after. Okay, so it's somewhere on the return. All right, so the Max did recover the fumble, did advance it with Isaac Crawford. And, boy, that's the fifth turnover tonight for Lake Holcomb. They had the fumbles earlier. They had the two interceptions, and that is turnover number five. So the Max actually get it at midfield. No touchdown for Isaac Crawford, but he is an exciting player, right?
He is. He's got some speed, and he's got moves. So, yeah, he's very, very fun to watch.
All right. So, I don't know, Dale, you're up here, are you up? All right, you can talk. I mean, basically, I don't have a headset for you, but so if you don't mind not hearing us, you can hear us and be interested to get some of your thoughts here as this unfolds a little bit. Dale, a freshman at UW-Eau Claire, and there's the handoff for the Max and a gain of about seven or eight. So, Dale, tell us what you're up to.
Well, I'm playing football at UW-Eau Claire, having fun with learning how to manage both football and school, so it's definitely an experience to talk about.
Yeah, that's for sure.
How was the transition, Dale, from high school ball up to college football?
From even playing an 8-man to 11-man, it's definitely a big jump. And
let's stick with the action here from the 43 now after the gain of seven. Second down and three for the Max, and we got number 63. Going to have to help me out because I don't have a 63 on my McDonald roster that I've got. So somebody help me out with who is 63 carrying the football these last two possessions for the Max.
Desi and Matthews, I believe.
Desi and Matthews, all right.
Okay, yeah, that's – I recall from a game or two ago, we got to write down some notes here.
Well, we gotta somehow. You kind of were trusting the roster, but yeah, somebody can maybe update that roster. All right, that's another McDonald first down, the ninth of the night, and they get it to the 40-yard line. And so you're playing wide receiver, Dale?
Yeah, I'm playing receiver at Eau Claire.
Okay, Bogus under center, I formation behind him, and now rolling pitch out on the right side and trying to figure then Caden Booz is going to get a big loss in the play from the 40 back to the 46 or so. So what's your feeling as you're seeing the 8-player game that you were just a part of a year ago?
It's definitely weird to be on this side of it. It's definitely fun to see all my friends and all my teammates that I played so long with just excel at this level.
How about this incredible 6-0 season?
Oh, my goodness. It's definitely something I'm proud of. Mm-hmm. I'm proud of each and every one of them.
Ranked second in the state, an A player, right? All right, from the 45 now, Dale Tetrault joining us, the freshman at UW-Eau Claire. Was a such a key contributor over these last few years for the Macs. Bogus toss over the middle, incomplete. Might have been a pass interference, then tending the pass that time for 24 Ben Wicken. Boy, but tell you what, I mean, this club is very young too, right? Just two seniors. There are only two guys going to follow you into the post-high school world. The rest of them are staying at McDonald.
Yeah, they're definitely going to be able to make a good run at it next year too.
Mm-hmm.
But I know they're all focusing on what's ahead of them right now, and what a senior night for both Wesley and Miles.
Yeah, absolutely. And so the ball's at the 45-yard line, and that is going to end the third quarter. Bedell Tetral, stay with us. Seth Smisky, Mark Alverson, WOGO Sports, and also Max TV. Back in a minute with the fourth quarter. Max up 49-zip over Lake Holcomb.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly. Windows look new.
Great work, polite and professional. They've installed three shower surrounds for us, and we've been happy with all of them.
Got two shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
Love the attention to detail.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassandMirror.com.
If your home or business has damage from fire, water, or mold, call your local restoration experts. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, locally owned. With emergency service always at the ready, Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind. 24/7, 365. Carpet and air duct cleaning available too. Just look for the yellow truck. Call 715-723-9781 or go to ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
Fourth quarter action. Mark Halverson, Seth Smisky, Dale Tetrault added to the booth here, and privileged to have him join us in the press box on senior night and parents' night. Third and 15 from the 45 for the Max as we get set with this play here. Bogus, the freshman and backup quarterback, and there was some movement, it looked like. Handoff Max, and still trying to move. The runner is advancing to the 40, the 39. We got a lot of laundry on the field, though. They're going to have to clear this up for us. And, again, it was Caden Boos. We haven't seen, although I'm trying to think, Crawford, he was back into the game on defense after the long run he had. Yeah, so, all right. And we got a face mask, and it's against the defense. And so Boos, the ball carrier, and they advance it from where he took it from the 45 to the 39, so a gain of six. And that's a big penalty, 15 yards, right?
Yes, that is a tough one.
You know, really, they mark it, 15 yards from the 39 to the 24. So it was at the end of the play. So Caden Boos, four carries for 3 yards, and then 15 yards. So I got 35 yards in penalties unofficially for Lake Holcomb here tonight. So the Max now in the Johnson Roloff red zone, as we told you earlier, but Bogus, the quarterback. No, not they're just outside of it, the 24. Deflected pass in the air and incomplete. So if they get inside the 20, we'll tell you about the Johnson Roloff red zone.
McDonald, lucky that wasn't picked off there.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah, so we've seen the Lake Holcomb defense stepping up more here. In the second half, they shut Max out in the third quarter, running clock and clock inside of 10.5 to go here. Don't forget Chi-High football tomorrow night, the Cards and Eau Claire Memorial, Big Rivers Conference tilt. We've got it for you, 6:35 the pregame. Caleb Swenson and his terrific team alongside him here on WOGO Sports. All right, so second down and 10 for the Max from the 24 of Lake Holcomb. And Bogus dropping it, recovers it. He's going to try to make something out of it, running for his life on the right side and still going. Inside the 20, inside that Johnson roll-off red zone to about the 17. Dale Tetrault, how about that play?
It's an impressive play by Nathan there.
Yeah. You, your junior year, played a lot of quarterback near the end of the season. So you know about that position, too, a little bit, don't you?
A little bit. And that center-quarterback exchange is a little more difficult than people might think, but something they definitely can clean up later on. And what? Nathan made a good play there.
Yeah, he did.
He kept his composure. And
So it creates a third and three from the 17. Is that clock ticking now inside of 9.5 minutes to go in this fourth period? Max up 49-0. Receiver split off to the left side here is Wicken. We've seen he's dangerous. Back to pass. They're going to toss one into the corner. Can Wicken come under it? Not quite. Not quite. Vargas had completed one to Luke Anderson earlier, but this one creates a fourth and three now. What are you going to do from the 17, guys? What do you think?
I say run the ball.
Yeah,
can't stop the run.
Yeah.
I think sweep left, sweep right, one of those.
All right, so fourth and three from the 17. McDonald in that Johnson Roloff red zone. And I can quickly tell you that Johnson Roloff is your local Roloff dumpster service, making recycling easy and job sites more efficient. JohnsonRoloffService.com. Max taking their time in the huddle and now head to the line of scrimmage on the fourth and three situation. Wicken off to the left side, under center, Vargas. And a quick screen to, and Wicken, he dropped the ball. Hit him, he would have had it for the first down, but he dropped it. Now, Dale, you never dropped one, right? No, I'm just kidding.
I've dropped my fair share.
Yeah, right. So a receiver is probably always hardest on himself, right? Saying, I know, Coach, I should have had that one.
For sure.
You did make things pretty easy on Grant for a few years there. There was a lot of 50-50 balls he chucked up. And you know, with you out there, wide receiver, with your speed and your hands, they weren't 50-50 balls. They were probably like 80-20 balls. So
I don't know about all that, but we had a good couple of years.
Yeah. Did you have any hesitation when you heard, wow, it's going to be a freshman quarterback? Did you go, man, I don't know if this kid can do it? Or were you impressed with his arm all along?
I remember watching Grant in his eighth grade year, knowing that Tanner Opsahl at the time was going to be graduating. I was definitely wasn't expecting him to play right away, but I knew he was going to be good eventually.
Yeah.
And then when he stepped in, I remember my junior year, Greenwood, when he stepped in that game, and he impressed.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew he was going to be the guy for a long time.
Yeah, fantastic. Hey, well, let's take a 30-second timeout. Back with more in a moment. It's fourth quarter action, 7:43 to go on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Seth Smisky, Dale Tetrault in the booth. I don't know. They're going to – Dale, you're going to have to join us for all the broadcasts here. I mean, you know, it's just – it's like the Monday Night Football booth or something. And we got a pass flung incomplete here by the young quarterback. Speaking of talented freshman quarterbacks, Emma Johnson showing some stuff for Lake Holcomb, huh, guys?
Yeah, and you know, that one was just a little bit high, but he's had some good throws. And
mm-hmm.
I think he's got – looks like he has a really bright future ahead of him.
It's hard when you just have 15 on the team, right? I mean, it is tough, but I credit Lake Holcomb for, fighting on. And there's the handoff up the middle as they take it from the 17 to closer to the 20-yard line, and that is Brandon Moore that time, the ball carrier, to the 19 for a gain of two.
Yeah, good job on the D-line there, Justin Quall.
Yep.
And Boos.
Now, Dale, I'm curious, what are you finding in terms of, maybe Seth asked you this, but what's the biggest thing in terms of from high school to college? What's the speed, the strength, both, or what?
Oh, my goodness, both. Everyone is fast, everyone's strong, and there's just all the little things that make people stand out.
Anderson takes it on a third down and eight. Here comes the McDonald pass rush, and they get him down for the loss. A great job that time by the Max as they deliver it, and that is the Caden Boos that time who delivers the big sack for the Max.
Size down there. What's that like? You know, I mean, and the Max are small to begin with, and then you get down there to Eau Claire, and
there's some big guys out there. There's some big guys in the WIAC.
Yeah, yeah. Have you taken any big hits this season where you're like, what am I doing?
I've taken my share of big hits so far.
But you're sticking with it.
For sure.
Yeah. All right, they're create a situation of 4th and 18 from the 8-yard line. It was a loss of 11 on that particular sack. And they're going to try to run it out of there. And McDonald will get it in the Johnson Roloff red zone as Brandon Moore advanced it to about the 13 or 14-yard line. And the Macs will take over with inside of 5.5 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. And Bogus, the freshman quarterback, to return out there. But a six-yard run for Moore, and he is now plus four on the night on five carries for Lake Holcomb. So Nathan Bogus, the freshman quarterback, number 12. See if the Macs can score here as they are from the 13-yard line of Lake Holcomb. Fourth period, all the points have come in the first half, and Bogus under center, I formation behind him. Hand off to the first runner through.
Look like Jonah Christofferson maybe getting
all right
carry there.
And, yeah, Hayden Christofferson
or,
that time.
Sorry, right, right. Jonah is his older brother.
Right. Jonah Christofferson.
Gain of two, first carry of the night for Christofferson, and got with the Macs so many different ball carriers, how many stat categories can you have for guys? But that's his first run of the night, a gain of two on the play to the 11. As the clock now inside of about 4 minutes and 20 seconds left here in this fourth quarter. And Bogus, the freshman quarterback, under center. A quick pass off on the left side. He's got his receiver down to about the 10-yard line and tackled right there. And it's Will Badzinski, the sophomore, who caught that one. And Badzinski to the 10. So a gain of just one on the play. And Badzinski, first catch tonight.
I like that last name, the Inski.
Yeah, right. Okay.
That's a good ring
Smisky.
To it.
Yeah, Smisky. We're
just inside of the 10 now on a third down situation for Bogus and company. I formation behind him. Handoff, second runner through. Caden Booz is going to get inside the 10, still carrying would-be tacklers down to the 5 or so. Still going to be short of a first down, needed to get to the 3. But good effort by Booz. Getting to the 5. So, again, a 5-yard run for Caden Booth. Been doing it on offense and defense here in the second half. And 5 carries for 8 yards.
Yeah, it's just nice to see several different players getting in on the action.
Well, it's got to feel a real team feel, I would imagine. Don't you, Dale?
Oh, for sure. Everyone getting involved.
Yeah. Fourth and two from the 5. They need to get to the 3. Hand off right side Booth, and he's going to work his way. Did he get that first down? Had to get to the 3-yard line. They started at the 13.
It looks like he got there.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's a couple of very strong runs by Caden there.
All right, yeah. So just making sure. And he got it down to the 2-yard line. So we'll say a gain of 3 on the play. And so he's up to 11 yards. And yet another McDonald first down in this contest here tonight as we're in the waning moments of this one. And splitting off to the right side. See if the Macs get one more score. 2:22 left in this contest. And handoff for a loss that time. And the Macs credit the Lake Holcomb defense. Good job of really making Caden Booz pay that time. He got the first down, but he got a loss of 4 on that one back to the 6-yard line.
Yeah, they read that very well. And the linebackers were in there like almost immediately when he got the handoff. So that one didn't have much of a chance.
Stick around for the Postglass postgame show sponsored by Postglass and Mirror. We'll have the Holly Bobie stats you know, stats recap, and the great clips, great plays of the game all ahead here on WOGO Sports and Max TV. There's the pass over the middle, and it's into the end zone.
Oh,
Incomplete.
All right, a wide receiver can see that. It was intended for Wicken again, but not quite able to pull it off.
That was that little slant play. That was kind of you and Grant's bread and butter there for probably that first season for sure.
Just a nice quick hitter, get the ball in open space right away and make a play happen. Good play that Coach Maloney drew up.
Yep.
And that running clock takes us down to a minute and 10 seconds and counting here. The waning moments from the 6-yard line, third and goal for the Macs, and the handoff boost off the right side and pounding to about the 5 or so. And now inside of a minute. And just going to see this thing wind down here. And it's maybe a gain of 1 for Caden Booth that time. He's been busy in the second half with a running clock throughout and a clock at 40 seconds. So one more play And this one will go in the books. 49-0 McDonald. That's what they led. 43-0 in the first quarter. 21-0 just in the first 2 minutes of this game. The last play as the clock now ticking down to 20 seconds. And I presume they'll just take a knee. And there you go. And Vargas takes the knee. And that does it for us here from DeRay Field in Chippewa Falls as far as the game is concerned. But we've got a lot more to come, including sending my friend Seth Smisky. Should we send Dale down? We'll send Seth Smisky down to talk to head coach Mark Maloney. It's all ahead in the post-glass, post-game show ahead in 3.5 minutes on WOGO Sports.
You see it every day. And now, at long last, it's time. Time to finally call the pros at Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a new tub and shower unit, a wet room for the master bath, steam shower, or ADA roll-in tub, shower, or grab bar for safety. Free estimates. At Wurzgalla, they're always here to help.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Chippewa Yellow Bus Company is now hiring drivers. No nights or weekends, summer's off, and flexible hours. If you have little ones, they can ride with you, so you'll save on daycare. And if your kids or grandkids are in sports, you can get paid while watching them compete. We've been transporting local athletes for over 70 years. $300 sign-on bonus and paid training. Veterans are encouraged to apply. Come join the family. Call 726-2454 or stop in at Chippewa Yellow Bus Company, South Avenue in Chippewa Falls.
When you're cheering on the McDonald Max, the best tailgate parties deserve the best beef. And at Hy-Vee, we know a thing or two about beef. That's why only 6 out of 100 cattle are good enough to bear the Hy-Vee brand. That's only 6 out of 100. You won't find quality like that anywhere else, so enjoy your hand-selected beef on the grill this week from Hy-Vee, a proud sponsor of McDonald Football.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
The Max win it 49-0. It's time for the post-game show on WOGO Sports and Max TV. This is the post-glass post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. That's postglassandmirror.com. Seth Smisky and Dale Tetrault have gone down on the field. They'll catch up with head coach Mark Maloney shortly, but right now, we'll give you the Holly Bovee names you know stats recap. Brought to you by Holly Bovey and Caldwell Banker, Bernheiser Realtors. Names you know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. Again, for the Max, a number of players getting into the scoring column. Dawson Moulton with a 13-yard touchdown run. How about Eli Stepp? Two touchdowns. The first score of the night for the Max, the 2-yard score. You'll hear later. But then also that interception return for a touchdown here on the evening as well. Meanwhile, Daniel Fritz, a 21-yard touchdown run. That was his lone carry of the night unofficially. But, boy, you talk about the number of players. Deshaun Matthews, we had Dawson Moulton, Daniel Fritz is 3, Smiski's 4, Crawford's 5, Stepp is 6, Qual is 7, Boos is 8, Bogus is 9, Christofferson 10. Different ball carriers for the Max in this one here tonight. David Anderson caught one ball for 15 yards on a touchdown. Also, Brian Smiski with a 12-yard catch. Even Will Badzinski catching a ball tonight. Luke Anderson with a great catch for a touchdown from Bogus on the evening, coming the last touchdown as we recap the scoring for you from a 23-yard touchdown pass to Luke Anderson, and he catches two balls for 36 yards on the night as Bogus, I think from his first completion and more. But as we head back down on the field, we see our Seth Smiski is there, and let's check in with Seth here on WOGO Sports.
All right. Maybe in position, field position for us early, allowed for quick points, but kind of give us your overview of the game.
I agree. I think, we were thinking that that's the way the game was going to go. I mean, the coach from Lake Holcomb, he brought 15 kids down. They wanted to play for the game. You know, they might have had a few kids that, let's not, but I think they wanted to. That's how they learn. That's how they're going to get better at it. So, kudos to Lake Holcomb for coming down and playing us. So, our defense is just tough. So, we had plenty of good field position there. Gave us that opportunity to get Wesley his senior touchdown. So that worked out really, really nice. And then, the varsity kids, halfway through the first quarter, they're pretty much done. And the JV, again, helps our program too, by getting a lot of young kids out there and getting some reps out there.
Yeah, that's got to be really exciting for those young kids or the younger players to get out on this awesome field here and under the lights and get some good snaps. But anything, I'm looking ahead a little bit to next week?
Yeah, I mean, we talked about that in the huddle here. We got Prairie Farm. They're a pretty decent team. We got a lot of film on those guys. But, now we got to go up there on their field and, try to conclude this run here at 8-0, so we're kind of, that's our goal, is to go up there and win that game, and repeat as the conference champs and just go undefeated in the season. That's just a huge milestone for this program and these kids. So they've done a great job and they deserve it. Get ready for playoffs, whatever's going to happen there. We got a lot of people going up watching the Gilman Thorpe game. We're eventually going to run into one of those big teams again, the Gilman team, the Thorpe team, in the playoffs. So we'll see what happens tomorrow night.
Yeah, definitely looking forward to hopefully maintaining this undefeated season next week and playoffs for sure. We had a special guest tonight, Dale. He got on the radio with us a little bit.
Oh, so. My goodness.
But
good.
Thanks, Coach, for giving us your thoughts on the game.
All right. Thanks, Seth.
All right. Very good. Thanks, guys. Down on the field, Seth Smiski talking with Max head coach Mark Maloney. That's 3 straight shutouts now. The Max doing it consecutively over Cornell at New Auburn, and then here tonight, 49-0 over Lake Holcomb. We'll take another timeout, and when we come back, we'll have the great clips, great plays of the game, and recap the scoring in just a moment on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Hi, this is Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker, Bernheiser Realtors. I love seeing my son run out onto Doray beneath those Friday night lights. And it always brings me back to watching out the window as my boys played football in the yard, seeing them explore, learn, and grow. I'll treasure those memories for a lifetime.
And if you're looking for a place to start building your family's memories, I'd love to help. Call or text me at 715-577-HOME. Find me on Facebook or go to hollybovey.com.
At Great Clips, we know you live a full life, which is why we're full of ways to make getting a great haircut easier. With Clip Notes, we save your haircut details so you can get the look you love from the skilled stylists at any Great Clip salon. Plus, with convenient online check-in, you save time too. So even when you're not thinking about your next haircut, we are. And when you choose Great Clips, it's gonna be great. Download our app today. Join a salon team. Visit jobs.greatclips.com.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Get $250 when you switch to a Royal Credit Union checking account. Switch to Royal's Smart Checking account and enjoy no monthly fees or minimum balance, free mobile check deposits, and surcharge-free access to over 40,000 ATMs nationwide. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your Royal checking account, receive two payroll direct deposits, and you'll receive $250. See details and open your account by November 15 at rcu.org/checking bonus. Insured by NCUA.
Mark Halverson and Seth Smisky back here on WOGO Sports in the Post Glass postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. It's time for the Great Clips, Great Plays of the Game, brought to you by your local Great Clips of Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. With the Great Clips app, you can check in from anywhere and get a ready next text when you're up for a next cut. Download the Great Clips app today. Great Clips, it's going to be great. And it was great tonight for McDonald from very early on, as Lake Holcomb had the football, and after a positive gain of about 6 yards, they lost. It sounds to me, Seth Smisky, like as try as we might from up here, apparently maybe I misidentified a touchdown, because they talked about Wes Eddy getting his tonight.
Yeah, it must have been that first score, the 2 yard touchdown run.
So you're going to hear me say Eli Stepp. And seven, and it was 77. That was me.
Yes.
That's the confusion.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So that's that. So my apologies to Wesley. Then.
Yeah, I know.
So I feel bad. But let's just pretend at least we put it in the postgame.
Yep,
so
Here
we go. And no, it would be, I've got to have another connection here, right? So, all right. Well, we'll try to get you that here and make sure everything's all the bells and whistles. Let's try it again. All right. So imagine that I'm saying Wesley out of here. From the two, Smisky under center. Hands it off, and it's going to be touchdown. McDonald on the handoff right up the middle. Eli Stepp gets the first score for McDonald. Wesley Eddy gets the first score for McDonald is what I meant to say. So I wasn't looking for 77.
Well, no, and yeah, absolutely not looking for it. Maybe we need Maloney to, like, give us a little insight or something so we can be better at that.
The high school version of William the Refrigerator Perry.
Yeah, yep.
All right, then the action continued after a couple of fumbles. Now from the 13-yard line, first and 10, Smisky under center. Handoff, Moulton, he's going to burst to the near side, coming around the 5, going into the end zone. Touchdown, McDonald, with 10-10 to go, first quarter. The Macs go up 13-zip. First and goal from the 21, knocking on the door of the Johnson Roloff red zone. Grant Smisky, the junior, under center. And he'll hand off, and there is the charge all the way into the end zone. Daniel Fritz, 21 yards for the touchdown, and it's the third different Mac to score, and why not spread it around? And that's what the Macs are doing here tonight. if we identify, as long as it was Wesley Eddy, I mean, yes, and ultimately we thought Eli Stepp got two touchdowns, but his interception, which we're going to hear shortly, was one of his touchdowns, right? So, all right. I don't want to keep Val Knobloch here. And so, Val, I'm going to pull your cord out here, buddy. So there you go. Thank you. And thanks to Val for all of his work to get us on Max TV tonight. We appreciate it. Let's continue with these great clips, great plays of the game. And now they bring in the punter, struck in his own end zone now. And a high snap. He's going to have to bobble this. Here comes McDonald after him. He runs out of the end zone, which is a safety. And they will have to kick it from their own 20, and it's 23-0, McDonald. Of 20 for Fritz. And there's Smisky now looking to the end zone after the fake. He's got his receiver and a touchdown to David Anderson. And the Macs go up 29-0 with 6:55 to go, first quarter. The highlights continued for McDonald in that high-scoring first period. Set it up again from the 11. Second and goal from the 11-yard line. Smisky rolling to the left. He's got it. He wants to keep it himself all the way to 5. He's going to get in there for the touchdown. And the one thing here, Seth Smisky, your son there, after the it didn't work on the previous play to the right. They took it to the other side, right?
Yeah, yep. Hey, if let's keep doing it till we get it right. So
Dad and Mom must have taught him, if at first you don't see, try and try again.
Yep.
For the young quarterback for Lake Holcomb, and he's going to pass one down the field, and it's intercepted by the Macs. They're going to take it. Racing into the end zone, Eli Stepp for the touchdown. Eli Stepp goes 25 yards on the interception return, and the Macs go up 43-0. We should say after that, there was one more touchdown that came in the second quarter, a 23-yard touchdown pass from Bogus to Luke Anderson, which was impressive as well, 2:18 to go in the second quarter, I should say, and 49-0, our final, no scoring in that running clock second half. Seth Smisky, some final thoughts.
We came out and we did exactly what we needed to do, put the foot on the gas, score some points, and, they favorable field position, but they did what they needed to do, so that's good to see. The second team got a lot of reps, got a lot of good minutes, but, you know, we're undefeated, and to maintain that, it does take a good mindset, so, you know, hats off to the boys in doing that, and hopefully we can continue that coming up here against Prairie Farm.
Absolutely. Coach Maloney, just the right coach for this club in terms of just keeping them level-headed, right, and, dreaming big dreams, but one game at a time, and now the focus on Prairie Farm for that regular season and conference finale.
Yeah, looking forward to that, and, Prairie Farm, it's a tough place to play. We played a playoff game there. It was the first round of the playoffs 2 years ago. And, tough environment. They got really good fans up there. And, yeah, but it's fun. It's fun.
Again, just we gave you some of the stats earlier, but just as we close things out, I mean, Grant Smisky, again, played minimal tonight, 2 out of 3 through the air, including a touchdown for 27 yards, also a minus 1 on the ground. Bogus playing longer tonight, the freshman getting plenty of opportunity, as we unofficially had him as 4 out of 8 on the evening, had the 23-yard touchdown pass. But again, you talked about his first completion. Well, he went on to toss for 60 yards tonight.
Yeah, good night for him, and that touchdown pass to mm-hmm. Luke Anderson was really nice.
It really was. So mm-hmm. on that note, we say thank you. Don't forget the WOGO Sports Calendar. It continues tomorrow night, high school football action. Caleb Swenson and company, as they bring you Chi High against Eau Claire Memorial. That's a 6:35 pregame. The Cards and the Abes, you know it's going to be a good one. Big Rivers Conference action. And, that does it for the 4 regular season games we had, but we are committed to the postseason. And the Macs will be there in that 8-player field. And so keep it here on WOGO and on social media to get all the specifics on that. But we look forward to teaming up together again. Okay?
Yeah, right. Postseason.
Absolutely. So thanks so much to our Sam Aberle back at our WOGO studios, helping us carry off this broadcast tonight here on WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and to Val Knobloch as well for the great work with Max TV. Again, the final score, McDonald winning it over Lake Holcomb, 49-0. Thanks so much for listening. We'll get the podcast up at wogo.com. Good night.
WOGO, your sports station.
McDonald, Max.
Max Football on WOGO has been brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, by Quality Propane and Fuels, Johnson Roll-Off Service, Service Master, Weir's Gala Plumbing and Heating, McDonald Area Catholic Schools, and by Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bowlby of Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, and by Nicolet Bank, Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, by Athletic Wellness, Wynn Family Dentistry, Pillar Bank, Smart Scan Medical Imaging, Great Clips of Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, and by Stelter Incorporated. Thanks for listening to McDonald Max Football on WOGO Sports. We now return to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress. WOGO.